Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from a cottage in the woods in the beautiful mountains of California. In this episode, I'm going to talk about death, grief, and ghosts. Many people are uncomfortable with talking about death or grief. Having lost four loved ones in the last 4 years, I've tried to talk about it, express it to friends, but I notice that many of them close up, break eye contact, or say some kind of platitude like, "Sorry for your loss," and then change the subject. Grief is good, though. It means you loved someone so much that you're missing them terribly. It's one of those things that everyone will experience. So if everyone experiences it, why won't anyone talk about it? I think it's just fear. Fear of being vulnerable, fear of being sad in front of others, fear of death in general. But one of my friends got it right. I was back in my hometown for my mom's memorial, and one of my good friends, whom I'd known for many years, took me to lunch. I was very close to my mom, and she knew that. Instead of giving me platitudes or avoiding the subject, she said, "Tell me about your mom's life. She seemed like such a special person." And that allowed me to speak about all the good things about my mother and the amazing things that she had done. It brought joy into the conversation. We actually laughed, and I smiled for the first time in days. It was a really happy moment. And that taught me a lesson for helping others with loss. Instead of hugging someone, frowning, or saying sorry, I ask about the person who had passed. What is the best day you can remember about your dad? What was his biggest accomplishment? Even if the bereaved person does feel sad or tears fall, you've guided them into a more peaceful, joyous place. Does grief ever go away? Not really. You'll always miss that person, but the waves become less and less frequent with time. For me, the one thing that helped dampen the pain was learning about life after death. Almost all religions believe in an afterlife, and some in reincarnation. My mom loved watching the television mediums, John Edward, and the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. She would have loved Tyler Henry. She always believed in the afterlife, and we had many conversations about it. So I wasn't too surprised that she contacted me after her own passing. My mom died on a Saturday, and that night, while I was texting my daughter, a random text popped up into our conversation. It only showed on my phone. I took a screenshot, and my daughter said, "I didn't write that." I don't even remember what it said. I was so spooked I deleted it. Then, the exact same thing happened when my dad died. Now, my dad did not believe in anything paranormal. He was the kind of man who believed in living life to the fullest because when you die, the end. No God, no afterlife, nothing. But the night of my dad's passing, that text thing happened again, and this time I paid attention. The text said, "What would your dad think about that?" Not me nor my daughter had typed that into our text conversation. Yet it was there on my phone. I took another screenshot and sent it to my daughter. She freaked out and sent me a screenshot of her phone. No dad text. So you might think, well, maybe that was my daughter just messing with me, but I know her. She was grieving as well, and she would not have done that to me the day or the days that I lost my parents. But those weren't the only two encounters. About 5 or 6 years after my best friend Janelle died, I was working at my computer, and my cell phone screen just lit up by itself. It was on the texting app. The keyboard was enabled, and it was typing by itself. I saw it, and I could even hear the clicks of the keyboard. It was typing the letter Y over and over again as I stared at it. Why? I was definitely frightened, and at that point, I shouted, "Stop!" And it did. I took a deep breath, and I thought maybe the phone just had a glitch. Then about a half hour later, I went onto Facebook, and my friend's sister made a memorial post to her. I hadn't realized it up until then, but it was the anniversary of her death. Do I believe that my friend and my parents were trying to contact me from the beyond through my cell phone? Yeah. Each happened on the day or anniversary of their deaths. My phone wouldn't only glitch on those dates. Plus, it was two different phones. In a study of over 1,000 adults, over 64% said they believed in an afterlife. Perhaps because we don't want our loved ones to cease existing. It does bring me peace to believe that my parents and my friend live on somewhere, if not here with me. But just maybe their souls do still exist, somewhere out there. In that same poll, one out of every three people said that they've either seen a ghost or had some kind of communication with a loved one who had died. So I said I did some research on the afterlife, and one book really had an impact on me. It's called Journey of Souls by Michael Newton. He was a practicing therapeutic hypnotist who originally saw patients for past life regression to heal trauma. And he found that they all described the time between lives in the same manner. From death to rebirth, there was a certain order of places and people a soul meets and lessons that they have to learn. Because he heard the same thing from many different clients, he started concentrating on that time between lives and wrote this book about it. If you're a believer, I'd recommend reading it. It might bring you some peace as it did me. After my mom had died, but before my dad did, I had a dream that my whole family was sitting around our dining room table, and I looked at my mom and said, "Mom, why are you here? You're not supposed to be here." And she said, "I'm here to help your father. He's going soon." And he did. I've had many dreams about my best friend, too, after her passing. Just recently, I dreamt that she was with me, and I hugged her, and I said, "I'm so glad you're here. Things could have gone so differently if you had died." In most of my dreams, I tell her how happy I am that she's still alive, as if it was a mistake that she had died. Grief dreams are a whole nother topic. Many of them are so vivid that the people who have them believe that it's a visitation. But some say it's just a way to work out your grief, either during or after a death of a loved one. I'd like to believe that it's my loved ones letting me know that they're okay. That brings me peace. But if you're like my dad and think it's all a bunch of hooey, well, I respect that too. Living a purposeful life because you believe you only have one chance at it can be really empowering. One thing my dad did say on his deathbed in the hospital was, "Don't cry in front of me or I'll come back and haunt you." It was his way of joking. Or maybe not. Have you had an encounter with a loved one who has passed? I'd love to hear about it. To listen to more episodes, go to my website, thepeaceful.life. You've been listening to the Peaceful Life Podcast.